God morgen og velkommen til the Norwegian Christmas service. Today, you will learn about Norwegian Christmas traditions, hear the Christmas gospel in Norwegian, and sing Norwegian Christmas songs. We will begin with the lighting of the Advent candle.
Vårt første lys vi tenner, og større mot det blå. Vårt første lys vi tenner, Guds sønn vi venter på.
Vårt annet lys vi tenner, for Jesus gjør vi det. Vårt annet lys vi tenner, snart får vi stjernen se.
Dette hellige evangelium står skrevet hos evangelisten Lukas i det andre kapittel, og begynner med det første verset. Det skjedde i de dager, og det gikk ut befaling fra keiser Augustus om at hele verden skulle innskrives i manntall. Denne første innskrivning ble holdt mens Quirinius var luftskydning i Syria, og alle dro av sted for å la seg innskrive vel til sin by.
Josef dro da fra byen Nazaret i Galilea, opp til Judea, til Davids by Betlehem, siden han var av Davids hus og ætt, for å la seg innskrive sammen med Maria, sin trolovede, som ventet barn. Og mens de var der, kom tiden da hun skulle føde, og hun fødte sin sønn, den første fødte, svøpte ham og la ham i en krybbe, for det var ikke plass til dem i herberget.
Det var noen gjetere i der nærheten som var ut og holdt nattevakt over sauene sine. Med ett stod en Herrens engel foran dem, og Herrens herlighet lyste om dem. De ble meget forferdig. Men engelen sa til dem, «Frykt ikke, jeg kommer til dere med bud og en stor glede, en glede for hele folket. I dag er det fått dere en frelser i Davids by. Han er Kristus, Herren, og dette skal dere ha til tegn. Dere skal finne et barn som svøpt og ligger i en krybbe. Med ett var engelen omgitt av en himmelisk herskare, en lovpriste Gud og sang. Ære være Gud i det høyeste, og fred på jorden, blant mennesker som har Guds velbehag.
May the Lord make us ready for his coming in glory. Amen. Sisters and brothers in Christ, we are gathered in the name of the Lord and of his Son, Jesus Christ. In dark December days, we are waiting for the light to come, the child born in cold and darkness to enlighten our hearts and our lives. I must use the opportunity to thank you for the fellowship that we feel, we who have come from Norway to celebrate with you the Christmas festival of St. Olav College, and also this fellowship that we have with each other in the service. I want, before I start my little homily, to give to you the chapel of St. Olav, the Bow Chapel, the quite new hymn book that we use in the Church of Norway now. We started to use it last Sunday, on the first Sunday of Advent. And a new hymn book is a great event in the Church. The Church of Norway is a singing church, and the making of new hymns is also vast. And when we made this hymn book, there were so many hymns that we couldn't find the place for in the hymn book. And still there are 1,000 hymns in the book. So I want you in the chapel to have this book, to look in it and sing from it and see if you find some new songs, something you haven't heard before, something of the old traditional things that you love, and something familiar to you also from your church here in the US. Please receive this book from us, from the cathedral in Nidaros. As Dean of the Cathedral in Nidaros, Trondheim, Norway, I am so proud to be here in the Bow Chapel at St. Olaf College. We, my colleagues and I, and you, students, teachers, administratives, friends of St. Olaf, have something in common. We share the name and the heritage of St. Olaf. When the college, St. Olaf College, was founded here in 1874, it was, I believe, with a strong awareness of Norwegian as well as religious symbolism. The founders, therefore, gave the college the name of him who is called to be Norway's eternal king and is also our patron saint, and still is today, actually, even if we belong to the Lutheran Church. The cathedral in Trondheim, where I am dean, is his graveside. His shrine at the high altar of the cathedral was the place from where people could leave with renewed hope for their lives, reconciled with God, reconciled with their neighbor, and, perhaps most important of all, reconciled with themselves. And so it is today. I wish you could see it, you who haven't been there yet, because no one who enters the cathedral in Trondheim can avoid being stunned by its beauty and majestic walls, but also stunned by the way the church receives us with expectation and warmth, and how she blesses us and sends us. And this feeling I hope you have with you every time you depart from a church, because that is the mission of the church. But maybe was this sense of the cathedral in Trondheim what they had experienced, the founders of your college, when they decided to give this place its name. However, the cathedral was the site of King Olaf's grave, it was never dedicated to him. The cathedral in Trondheim bears the name Christ's Church in Nidaros, from the very beginning dedicated to him that is the giver of life and hope, our Redeemer, the child of whom we are waiting now. King Olaf did not become a king because of the way he lived his life. You probably know he was a Viking. He was taught as a Viking and he died as a Viking, but still he was consecrated because of the way he died, completely in confidence and trust in God, willing to surrender to something bigger than himself. The Norwegian female author and Nobel Prize laureate Sigrid Undset once said that King Olav was the seed put in the Norwegian soil so that the gospel could root in the Norwegian soil in our country. And I believe she was right. Saint Olav communicates to us the love of Christ and the dedication to Christ in a way that was understandable to the Norwegians. In the medieval legends about Saint Olav, he is always depicted next to Jesus, and he is called Jesus' best friend. They walk alongside each other in the fields, richly blessing and helping people they meet on their way. This is what unites us, we who proudly share this name. It unites us and it obliges us to keep on striving for the values Saint Olaf taught us, living in the love of Christ, enlightening the world by his love. Let us pray. God, our Redeemer, who gave light to the world that was in darkness by the healing power of the Savior's cross, shed that light on us, we pray, that with your martyr, Olaf, and all the saints, we may, by the purity of our lives, reflect the light of Christ, and by the merits of his passion, come to the light of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Receive the blessing. Ta imot velsignelsen. Herren velsigne deg og bevare deg. Herren la sitt ansikt lyse over deg og være deg nådig. Herren løfte sitt åsyn på deg og gi deg fred. Amen.